Warriors sound coverage of the NBA Finals begins with Coach Brown. And Coach, when you look at the time in between now and Game 1 on Thursday at Oracle Arena, what are some of the things that you guys do in practice to keep things fresh and not change things too much so that we keep this great even keel we've had thus far?
Well, definitely we want to make sure that we scrimmage. We want to be able to get up and down and have some contact and not too much because, you know, anytime you do scrimmage, you risk injury, and knock on wood, hopefully that doesn't happen. We also want to make sure that we get some stuff done in transition. We know Cleveland's a fantastic team, especially in the open court, and so we got to make sure that we emphasize, hey, let's get back and not necessarily get back to your guy, but get back to the most dangerous guy out there and then kind of fall in from there. And then try to mix it up on a daily basis in terms of what we do or how we get shots, how we loosen up, how we stay conditioned, just so the guys won't feel like we're being monotonous or they get bored.
When you look at the momentum that was built in the first three series heading into this finals, what do you like to take from those series, each of them, that we bring into the finals? Different opponent, different strategy, I'm sure, but a lot of positives to bring into the finals.
Well, the one thing, we didn't do it quite as well against San Antonio, but the one thing we want to do is we want to take care of the ball. And Steve Kerr said this from day one, if we can win the possession game, we have a good chance of winning the game because of the shooting / scoring ability that we have. So throughout the playoffs, we feel like we've done a decent job of that. And then stay locked in defensively. We've thrown a lot at these guys in terms of game plan-wise, and for the most part, they followed it to a T. And when that happens, usually good things occur for our team.
All right, and from Coach Brown, we take you to some of what was said here at team headquarters on this Friday afternoon after practice with Stephen Curry.
So now that you know it's Cleveland, are you excited?
I would have been excited either way for playing for a championship. So we understand the challenges that they present and the history that we have, and it's going to be fun.
Where do you think your guys is? Rivalry between you and the Cavs ranks, you know, an all-time NBA rivalry?
I have no idea.
Like, you consider it like a Larry Magic kind
of thing? It's still developing. If you call it a rivalry, it's still developing, so you can't really label it right now.
How much better do you think this Cavs team is this year versus last year? Some of their additions, they've been together longer, obviously.
I'm sure they're better. You watch them, you kind of understand their tendencies. They play a very similar style than that they always have, but and we haven't seen them since January, so you can expect them to be a lot better than when we played them that night at Oracle. But for the most part, you know what LeBron does, you know what Kyrie does, you know kind of their style, and we're familiar with that, so it'll be some familiarity with that, but other than that, I think when you look at the whole squad, they're have a good kind of chemistry and vibe. Looks like they're having fun. We want to do something about that.
Mike Brown has said that what stands out to him about LeBron over time is how he's worked and continued to get better. He's 32, a few years older than you are. I mean, how impressive is it how he keeps elevating his game?
And that's what, greats do. They always push themselves to new limits beyond what anybody thinks they can, and get the most out of the opportunity to play every single year. He's obviously been healthy and been playing at an extremely high level for a very long time. And I don't know if people question, how long he can stay at this level, or even obviously he's getting better. That's only for him to say, but. Anybody who's competitive and passionate about the game and wants to get the most out of it is going to put that work in, and he's one of them.
Hey, Steph, I realize you don't always guard Kyrie, but what do you see when you watch him play? I mean, it seems like there's some similarities in the way he uses his ball handling to create shots the way you do. I mean, do you see some parallels in the way he plays compared to you, and what sort of jumps out at you about why he's so successful?
He just keeps you on your toes. The ball handling aspect of what he relies on the floor to create space, to get by guys, finishing at the rim. He's kind of unpredictable, which is a key, trait for great scorers and playmakers like he is. So he you know, obviously his ball handling skills is probably, you know, top in the league when he can, the way he can, he's so shifty and finding ways to create that space. And so he's tough to guard, and you have to try to just take, you know, one thing away and hope for the best in that aspect. You just try to funnel him to the defense and figure out ways to try to slow him down, but he's tough.
Steph, can you explain the art, I guess we can call it that, of the JaVale lob, you know, how that's been such a huge part of sparking some energy for you guys? Is it fun for you when you get to, like, you know, when you look for him and kind of have that plan?
Yeah, we almost get in trouble because we try to do it too much, even if it's not there. Because he has the ability to catch it really anywhere around the rim, around the backboard. So you can kind of see it developing when he gets a free lane to the rim. And as a passer in that situation, literally feel the most confidence that if I just get it anywhere up there, he'll go get it. And usually he does.
How great of a fit has he been here? You know, I mean, he's one of those journeyman guys who has been a lot of places already.
Yeah, it just speaks to his kind of character and perseverance and work ethic and his belief in himself that when he's out there on the floor, he deserves to be out there on the floor. He belongs and can make an impact. And when, you know, he showed up here, he understood the opportunity and he's taking full advantage of it. So it's great to see. It's obviously been a huge help for us as we've gone through this entire season and the playoffs, and I expect that to continue in the finals.
Steve, what? Everybody expected you guys to be out here. Do you feel like, what's your take when people say that the league is pretty much watered down? We all felt like this was inevitable.
I mean, that almost is kind of disrespectful because it's almost like it's easy for us to get here. Like, it wasn't that at all. Us and Cleveland worked our butts off all year to put ourselves in a position to be playing for a championship. And the league is as strong talent-wise across the board as it's ever been. And every night you get challenged. Obviously, we had that one stat against the points differential all year. We had a pretty solid, you know, showing in that respect, but every night was hard, every night was challenging, and we can't just sleepwalk through a season, sleepwalk through the playoffs and expect to be here. You got to do something, you got to come out every night and prove yourself. Granted, anybody who's betting on who's going to be in the finals probably picked us too, but it's easy for them to say that and just, you know, wake up in June and see it happen. We had to put that work in all year long to make it happen, so that's, we've got to be proud about, you know, what we've accomplished and look forward to the fun that we're going to have in the series.
Much more NBA Finals coverage in store in the days ahead. Game 1, Thursday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.